From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Melissa Block.
And I'm Michelle Norris.
Today marks the sixth anniversary of the day that tore across our history and our hearts.
That's New York City Mayor Michael Bloomberg speaking at one of many commemorations held today to mark the attacks of September 11th, 2001. On this anniversary, some of the discussion has been how long and to what extent the nation should mourn its loss.
In New York, under murky skies near Ground Zero, bells and solemn reflection marked the exact times 6 years ago when two planes hit the World Trade Center towers.
At this time, please join us and all New Yorkers in a moment of silence.
At the Pentagon, where a third plane crashed, Chairman of the Joint Chiefs, General Peter Pace, told families that he couldn't find words to describe the emotions of the day.
And in Shanksville, Pennsylvania, 150 people turned out in a muddy field to remember those killed in the downing of a fourth plane, United Airlines Flight 93.
We were curious about how other places around the country are marking September 11th. First, to Connecticut.
It has been 6 years since crashing planes and rivers of smoke and ash and fear brought death and destruction.
That's Norwalk, Connecticut police officer and Reverend Carlton Giles. Thousands of that city's residents commute to New York, and Norwalk lost 14 people when the World Trade Center collapsed.
Bless this day and sanctify it in our memories, that it may be a time of sacred remembrance for the lives that were lost. And help us, O God, to be grateful for the freedoms that we continue to enjoy. Bless the men and women of the armed forces of the United States of America, that the sacrifices they make will not be in vain.
Reverend Carlton Giles in Norwalk, Connecticut. The service there included performances of God Bless America, God Bless the USA, and Amazing Grace.
It was much the same music on the other side of the country at a firefighter's memorial in Tacoma, Washington, including bagpipes. Bagpiper Seamus Neary and Suzanne Wolf of the Tacoma Fire Department Pipers.
Finally to Sebring, Ohio, where 10-year-old Colton Lochner organized a freedom walk.
All you need to know is that it's going to be today and everybody's going to be there.
This is Colton's second year organizing the mile-long walk. It's part of a Defense Department program to commemorate the 9/11 attacks and honor U.S. troops. The event starts at Colton's elementary school.
Colton says he wants to honor people like his Uncle Brian, Army Reserve Staff Sergeant Brian Joseph, recently back from Iraq. And as for the terrorist attacks when Colton was just 4 years old?
All I remember is I was sitting at the TV watching TV, and all of a sudden this breaking news came on, said that two planes hit the Twin Towers. I asked my mom what was going on, why the planes were hitting the tower.
That's 10-year-old Colton Lochner of Sebring, Ohio. We also heard from September 11th commemorations in New York City, Norwalk, Connecticut, and Tacoma, Washington.